Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo!
Good morning, Daniel. You were off the beat there. I thought you were going to wait till...
I'm not in tune with Eddie Vedder this morning. No. He's a West Coast guy on the East Coast.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Not in pat with him. How was your Halloween?
It was delicious. got a lot of candy. You know what I will say? The creativity on costumes is going downhill.
Oh, it's going downhill.
I feel like it's going downhill. And maybe I've just now been trick-or-treating, so long. With kids that, you know, I will say the best costume I saw, and I don't know if this person is listening, but they live like right around the corner from us, and their whole family was outside taking a Halloween picture because they're all dressed up and they're all fabulous. There was a really good Forrest Gump and some other people, but someone was dressed like Mrs. Doubtfire after she sets her boobs on fire. And so there was like the burn marks there. And it was it was so perfect.
That's a good one.
Yes. And of course, my husband was like, who's Mrs. Doubtfire? And so, right.
So black people have not seen Mrs. Doubtfire. I didn't know this.
So my sister said, tell him it's the white Madea. I was like, yeah, you know what? That works.
The best costume I saw this week is someone I work with. She dressed up like an old lady that looked like the Tweety Bird's granny. You know?
Yes, yes.
Looked just like her, and she had like two huge pillows for her rear end. All right, and she's carrying around a sign that says lost dog. And you got a picture of the dog on there, and it's a picture of a stuffed animal dog. And when she turns around, that stuffed animal dog is stuffed between those two pillows. Meant to be her rear end.
Oh, how cute is that?
That was a great costume. It was outstanding.
What were the boys?
The boys were, one was a member of the SWAT team, and the other one was, a Star Wars stormtrooper, one of the new ones. Yep. I went as a hippie, so I had the wig.
Oh, you dressed up.
Well, it was, work costume party.
Okay.
The whole thing. So my wife, she did a great one. She went as Suzanne Summers. Thigh master. So she even ordered like the tennis shoes that are 20, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah.
The white Reeboks. She's got the leg warmers on. She's got the headband. She bought the thigh master off of eBay. Yeah, that was good. But I think on Tuesday, I ate so much sugar, I got sick. You know, just a feeling of, oh.
Yeah.
I might have to sit down, lay down for a minute.
So Wednesday night, we went to a neighbor's house for dinner, and it was taco night, Sam always eats tacos, right? I mean, that's
everybody
easy food to get him to eat. And
wait a minute. Just hold on. Is there anyone who doesn't like tacos?
I don't want to know you.
I don't either. If you don't, you're in the wrong country.
Yeah.
Because tacos is America.
Yeah, it is. They are brilliant. Everyone likes tacos,
everyone.
Right? And I brought even chips and queso for him to eat, whatever. So he's got a plate of tacos, some chips and queso, literally doesn't eat but one bite. And I look at him and I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, I'm going to be honest. I just ate a whole lot of queso. He was up in his room just scarfing down candy from the night before.
I talked to someone yesterday who said they had candy for lunch and dinner on Wednesday. Because it was there. I did an outstanding job of avoiding the candy that was just sitting in the office all week. All week long. Somebody did buy some pies, though. I had a hard time laying off the pie.
I like pie.
Butterscotch, chocolate, peanut butter chocolate brownie.
Ooh, gosh, that sounds awesome.
And apple and pumpkin. This is for like, there's maybe 25 people, five pies.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough for 25 people.
It is. Yeah, it was good.
All right, John just texted me and said, I know who Mrs. Doubtfire is.
Today, Kentucky and Ole Miss.
Yeah, my husband, who's wearing an Ole Miss shirt today.
Oh, because he went down there a couple weeks ago, and he's got a buddy from Ole Miss.
And he's bringing donuts right now to his friend who works for Ole Miss, and they're hanging out this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Unbelievable.
He is the worst.
Just the worst.
The worst.
This is a huge game today.
It is.
Big opportunity.
Kentucky would be 7-2 for the first time since 1984. As far as winning its first seven games, or first 7 out of 9. I mean, Kentucky hasn't done that since 1984. Then it would be the earliest Kentucky has ever gotten to 7 wins since like 1977.
Yeah. 40 years.
Yeah.
7-2. Just say that to yourself one more time.
Yeah.
Kentucky football 7-2. 9 weeks in. I mean, I don't care what these wins look like anymore.
Mm-mm.
We have played pretty football and lost a bunch of games that way.
Right.
We've scored a bunch of points and lost those games sometimes. If they can be 7-2 after the game today,
yeah,
that is a gigantic step. And you got to think they'll beat Vandy.
Got to beat Vandy.
Yeah.
Vandy's been pretty miserable.
So if they go 8-2 to start the season, oh boy.
It'd be the second straight year Kentucky would be 4-2 in the SEC after six games since 1976-77. Yeah, that ugly win stuff. I'm over that.
Yeah.
I was with it a little bit because it was EKU, Eastern Michigan, and Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Your good win was South Carolina, and then you struggled in all the other games. And
Missouri was
Missouri was bad.
Missouri's right. Favored over Florida today.
Yeah, right. So all that stuff. And then I could also see, well, why couldn't you be frustrated with the play calling at times? Why couldn't you be frustrated with the gashes, the big chunks that the defense gives up at times? I understand. Why couldn't you be frustrated that you're losing to EKU in the fourth quarter? Yeah, I get all that. But once you beat Tennessee, it doesn't matter anymore. You're 6-2.
But
it just doesn't matter.
And also, you got to widen the view, right? You got to pull out and look from above and say, okay. At the end of the day, they count who won and who lost.
Right.
That's Mark Stoops has been trying to preach that since day one. Hey, we won. We won.
Right.
And there are 85% of the years watching Kentucky football where most of the time you don't say we won.
Yes. You didn't win that game. That's the other part about it is the reason you become frustrated with games like that is because it's living dangerously. So it sets you up to not win games like that down
the
road.
Yes.
But they keep winning games like that. So as long as you do that, don't worry about it. Like Florida was one of those that hurt really, really bad because of
and it
mistakes.
Still stings.
It was just mistakes.
It still stings now because they fired their coach midway through the season. Like it's a horrible Florida team. So that stings even worse. But you have to know, and Stoops knows, he's been around football long enough to know that no matter what, unless you're Mississippi State, who has only been in blowouts one way or the other all year long, basically, you're going to be in dogfights. And if you have the experience under your belt of saying, we've been in a dogfight before, we've been down in the fourth quarter, and we've come back and won.
Yeah.
It is a very Kentucky football thing mindset to think, we're down in the fourth quarter. Oops. Yeah. We blew it.
Right.
But
how are we going to lose this one?
Yeah, but and there was a bunch of ways to lose that Tennessee game.
A lot. But Kentucky now has Stephen Johnson.
Yeah.
And he has led. That one against Tennessee was his fifth game-winning drive in the fourth quarter or overtime that ties Bill Ransdale for second most in school history. The only one who has more is Andre Woodson with 7.
I mean, I'll be honest. We had on this show, Steven Johnson's junior college coach basically broke the news that he committed.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to announce it till later that afternoon. He came on our show that day and announced it.
Yeah, he just couldn't. He couldn't keep it to himself.
But at the time.
Thank you, Jack Steptoe.
But Drew Barker's here.
Yeah.
And so at that time when we're talking to him, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, yeah, this is nice. That's cool that he broke that news here. We'll probably never see Steven Johnson play.
Right.
And now he's going to go down
mm-hmm.
as one of the better quarterbacks to ever be here.
Right. That clutch gene. Yeah, Steptoe told us that.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
He said, this kid is a winner.
He wins games.
He said he will leap over people. He said that.
All of these things.
Yeah, everything that you're seeing Steven Johnson do.
2 years ago.
Steptoe told us that.
Yeah.
Right here on this show. Sure did. And yes, I thought the same thing, Mary Jo. Well, that's nice. It's good. But it's Drew Barker's team.
Mm-hmm.
He's the quarterback.
And it probably would have been had he not gotten hurt. So
yeah.
I'm not, it's not a knock on Drew Barker.
Right.
But I didn't think we would see Steven Johnson. And I certainly couldn't have predicted he would do this.
No. Absolutely not. And after last year, even, I wasn't entirely sold.
Because it was the running game so much, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Our buddy Kyle Tucker at SECCountry.com, one of his bold predictions of the season, preseason, was that Drew Barker would take over as the starter before the season ends. Now, I mean, that's based on Steven Johnson fumbling at least once every game last season, his completion percentage being low and not being accurate in, you know, mid-level throws. But he's changed. His accuracy is over 60% this year. He hasn't fumbled much at all. I mean, if he has fumbled, it's because he's been destroyed
And losing Jeff Bidette.
Yeah.
And John Toth were two big reasons, too, that you might have thought he wouldn't have been as successful this year.
Yeah. But he has been outstanding. Now, I do have to say this, though. The last two games, Kentucky has gone off the rails as far as the passing game goes. UK's completion percentage the last two games, 43.8% against UT, 46.7% versus Miss State. Zero touchdowns, two interceptions. Now, of course, the run game got better last week with Benny Snell. And
with Steven Johnson.
And both of them. But that completion percentage going down, and we saw it. We saw just bad throws. So hopefully Steven this week was held out of practice Monday and Tuesday. Light practice Tuesday, but not throwing and all that stuff. Full practice Wednesday and back in there Thursday, and Stoops said he looks good. He's ready to go. Johnson said he feels better, feels healed.
And listen, that moment when he ran out of the locker room and like, I'm going back in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just, I'll never forget that. That will be.
And the first play, he comes out and pulls it and goes, 20 yards?
And he's got that look in his big, giant eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, look, we got phone lines full right now, but give us a call here, 381-1313. We'll get to Dennis and Steve on the other side of this break here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Listen to the Big Blue Report on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, brought to you by Republic Bank. From checking and savings accounts to online and mobile banking to home loans, Republic Bank makes banking easier. Republic Bank, it's just easier here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, You support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Realtor Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thoroughgood, Twisted X, and Wolverine, Wrangler, and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
What time's the Cats game on?
I'm lost. Can you give me directions?
What's the number to the local pizza joint?
These are all great questions, but you shouldn't call 911 to ask them. That's 911 misuse. Remember, 911 is for reporting emergencies only. Things like fires, crimes, and medical emergencies. Let's all work together to eliminate 911 misuse. This message is brought to you by the Lexington Department of Public Safety.
Stay away from downed power lines and keep others away as well. If you spot a downed line or need to report an outage, call KU at 800-981-0600. To track restoration, visit lge-ku.com/storm.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, phone line is 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Dennis has been on the line. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
Doing great on this UK Blue Day. As a matter of fact, I'll be at the game today because it's Salute to Veterans Day there.
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
And me and my good friend, we're both vets, and we both work for the VA here, and we were able to get some tickets, in which UK is really big on that. And that's one of the things I love about this team is the fact that they want to, you know, recognize all vets, whether it's male, female, old, young. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I think it's very cool that they're doing that. And I saw, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Mark Stoops tweeted out that after the catwalk over at Nutter Field House, where they do the UK, where Freddie and Christy do their pregame show, over there, Mark Stoops said we have a special surprise, a special gift for the veterans. So I don't know what they're doing over there, but right after the catwalk, if you get there in time, get over there to Nutter Field House, and they're going to do something special for all the vets.
Well, I'll be there, but... You know, we talk about players like Steven Johnson, junior college, and, you know, a diamond in the rough. But you got to remember, we had another Steven Johnson here who came from a junior college.
He wasn't bad either.
Yeah, he had a couple of wrong things. But, no, overall, though, I couldn't, you know, sometimes you find those type of players that they're not D1, they're not 4 or 5 star, but they got a lot more heart and they got a lot more ability to do more. And I'm going to say than a 5-star recruit because they got nothing to lose.
Well, I mean, and sometimes they are at that level of player. There have just been other issues that led them to junior college route the first time around.
I mean, but, you know, Steven ran on the field, back on the field. That was a Rudy moment right there.
It was. Oh, gosh. Willis Reed.
That's the only thing I keep thinking of, Willis Reed, yeah. coming back out.
But, you know, and I know after the season's over, and we look back and we say, you know, this is one of these special seasons that don't always come around for us. How much will that Florida loss taste really bad in our mouth?
No.
Yeah, it still worst. It does right now. Yeah, it really does right now.
Especially because it was a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, and two touchdowns were because no one covered the receiver.
Yeah, I mean,
that is just the worst ever.
It can't get worse. Yeah.
It's the worst ever. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the limb and say 9-3.
9-3. Well, I think a win today, 7-2, a win next week, 8-2, and then you win one of the next two games, and it's got to be Louisville over Georgia. I mean, Louisville's here.
Yeah.
That game is here. You should win that game. Before the season started, it was, okay, Louisville's probably going to get revenge. They're a top 15 team. They've got the defending Heisman Trophy winner. He's not going to fumble again at the very end of the game to set up a game-winning field goal with no time left. But Louisville is not that good of a team now this year. They're just not.
No.
So Kentucky is probably the better team and should win that game. So I think 9-3 sounds what it
and
should be.
And I do
be.
Think there'll be so much more on the line at that point for Kentucky.
Kentucky's favored today, should be favored against Vanderbilt, and should be favored against Louisville. So Kentucky should be 9-3.
But, you know, overall, though, what bowl game do you see us going to? Because I think if we finish 9-3, we should get a really good bowl game.
I think feel like 9-3 would probably be Outback Bowl.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind for me, the Outback Bowl.
Because, you know, this team doesn't have a lot of good following when they go to bowl games. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody will go with them to watch. What do you think?
Especially not in the Outback Bowl. Yeah. I wouldn't think anybody else showed up.
Who wants
for that?
To go to Tampa for Christmas?
Come on.
I mean, it's sunny and warm.
Come on. I'd rather go to Mississippi or Alabama. Come on. It's great down there in wintertime. But last thing, my hat goes off to the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Long time coming because they wore the doormat of the National League for a long time.
I always
all
felt
they had to do
like
is go to the American League.
I always felt I was watching a National League team the whole time. I just can't get over that.
But you guys have a really good day and go Big Blue.
Thanks. Have fun at the game today,
thanks,
Dennis.
Yeah.
Oh, I plan to. Right, bye
bye. Carlos Correa. You saw the proposal, right, to his girlfriend after the game. That was amazing. He had it like. So where
you
was the ring?
You can't plan a better moment than
where
that.
Was the ring? He had the ring in his back pocket. So he had to have, like, it had to be contingent on winning the game. Because, you just lost the World Series. You're going to go, hey, babe.
I know.
Whew, that was a tough one. But I thought maybe, you know, let's do this thing. I don't know. It's so.
Be like, you loser. No.
I'm sorry. I thought I saw Clayton Kershaw wink at me during the game, honey. I'm going to go talk to him. So you can't do it if you lose, at least not for, you know, a day or two or something. And then, so he's had to have the ring in the dugout. The dugout is, it's anything goes in there. There's spit, there's sunflower seeds, there's dirt, there's water.
People throwing their equipment everywhere and all
it's
that stuff.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a big old mess. It's nowhere to keep a wedding ring, an engagement ring. So he's had to have found a good place for that. And then
someone had to be in charge of it, holding on.
Yeah, like an attendant. Somebody had to. And then the interview happened to be near the barricade because they put those barricades up so that only players and media are inside that area. So it had to be near the barricade where his girlfriend was to do the interview. So he had to steer the interview there somehow. Yeah, and then get the ring, and then it was a perfect segue. It was Ken Rosenthal's question was something like, how's this change your life, or how big of a moment, or something, and he goes, yeah, it's a life-changing type of event, no doubt, and my life's about to change even more. Babe, will you marry me? So he planned it perfectly. It just could have gone better.
Doesn't that poo-poo every other dude's proposal, like, for the rest of time?
Well, the one...
Like, how did it happen? Well, he won the World Series, and then we're on live on national TV, and this happened. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's hard to top.
Yeah, it is.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, putting it in the spaghetti at a restaurant now just seems like a...
She'll choke on that.
Yeah.
The Boise State one from years ago.
That
Boise
was awesome. That was, but also, they had just won the biggest game in the history of their program.
Right.
On the two craziest plays ever.
Yeah.
And then to be able to do that. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
the stars have to align.
I was watching some of the post game, and they go to the Astros clubhouse and the champagne celebration, you know. So everybody, it used to be that there were no goggles. Then players would have, like, their own goggles that they would get. And then now it's clearly team-issued goggles. Like, they're okay, now here are the goggles you're going to wear. So they give all the goggles out, champagne, beer being sprayed everywhere. And the guy who's got to hand this stuff out, like pick up the bottle of champagne and hand it to the players, or pick up a beer and hand it to the players, is a Dodgers clubhouse attendant, kid. He must be like 21, 22. And he looks immaculate. He's got his hair, you know, gelled right. And he's got a Dodgers shirt on, and he is handing that champagne out, meanwhile being sprayed left and right with champagne, and he has no goggles on, and he's trying to squint and avoid it and just kind of reach his hand out. Here's your champagne, winners. I mean, that must have been the worst job in the world that night, is to be the Dodgers clubhouse attendant handing out champagne to the Astros. And not having goggles and getting sprayed. So you leave that night smelling like you celebrated a loss.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Steve, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning,
Steve. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
I'm doing great. How are you folks doing tonight?
We're good.
Awesome. Hey, I don't get much chance to listen to you all in the mornings, but I'm out kind of driving this morning and wanted to call in. You guys are talking about UK. I've been a negative Nathan here for, I guess, most of the season because I'm a long-suffering UK fan.
Right.
Also been a football coach off and on since about 84. And I'm really not pleased with the coaching staff. I'm not really pleased with the development, even though we're sitting at, what is it,
six and two
right now.
6-2.
Okay. There's, you know, when you're a Division One football team and your head coach comes from football stock, Youngstown, Ohio, football stock, there's no excuse for allowing people to not be on the field. I put about 30% of that on the kids and about 70% of that on the coaches. Now, the reason why I'm really down this year because of the football team is that the biggest disappointment for me on this football team has been the defensive secondary. You've got juniors and seniors back there who should know what they're doing, and this is why I put 30% of it on them. They're Division One athletes. They should know what they're doing. They should know the defensive packages, no matter where they are on the field, no matter where the ball is on the hash mark. And I put that on them. Right now, they are the worst pass defense in the SEC.
They are. They're dead last. And here's the other thing. UK has allowed completion percentages of better than 70% in the last two games. Miss State completed 70.4%, UT 78.3%. That's almost 80%.
And Steve, when these guys were freshmen, they were heralded as like all world. So you would have thought at the time, we all talked about the time, wait, wow, when Chris Westry and Derek Beatty are juniors and seniors, like, you're not going to be able to throw on Kentucky.
But Beatty is a good player. Beatty is a good player.
Yeah, so is Mike Edwards. I mean,
Mike Edwards, Darius West.
But they have just not.
I don't know from what I can gather.
Because the defensive line's been pretty good that you can't necessarily blame it on them.
They play a lot of man-to-man and expect them to win those one-on-ones. And I guess they've lost more of those one-on-ones this year than they have in the past. But Chris Westry, I remember it was just like when he was a freshman.
He was a different kind of thing.
It was on talent alone he's doing some of these things. Just wait till he really knows how to play the position.
Well, this was like Garrett Johnson. It's a mirror of Garrett Johnson on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you know, Garrett Johnson's doing some athletic things that you don't really see UK receivers do since Randall Cobb. But when it comes to this defensive secondary, they don't know how to disguise their coverages. That's why I blame the coaches for a lot of this stuff. They don't know how to disguise their coverages. They don't know how to switch up when they do two over and three over defenses. And what I mean by that is when they shift the coverage over to the strong side or weak side.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the film, they haven't disguised their coverages at all. That's why it's so easy for a quarterback in the SEC to call at the line of scrimmage an audible out to the guy that's going to be open 7 or 8 yards down the field. We give up more yards per attempt, not per completion, but per attempt.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If they're going to play soft zone, play soft zone, but play it well. If you're going to play man to man, but play it well. Okay, this is why I blame the coaches. I'm not real happy with Mark Stoops because Mark Stoops is a defensive minded coach. He is a defensive coordinator. He came from Florida State, and this is why I think our 6-2 record to me is really unsatisfactory. We should be undefeated right now because if you lose to Mississippi State on the last second field goal or you win, okay, it's still a good win because you beat a pretty good team down on their home field. And I'm just a little, I'd love to see us go 9-3, but you've got to beat Florida and Tennessee in the same year, and you've got to show these new recruits like Jaren Williams, who attended that Florida game, okay, that we
he just picked up an offer from Ohio State this week, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and we're about to lose. I saw Jaren Williams on the NFL channel when they did their 11 elite, when
yeah.
they took seven-on-seven camps, and they took these players, and Jaren Williams was throwing the ball like crazy. So we need to show Jaren Williams' dad that the coach's staff is capable of producing a winner. But there's a positive in all of this, and I'll leave this with you folks. Next year, we're going to have Tennessee and Florida at their place, but they're going to be transitioning with new coaches.
Yep.
That is a positive here. That if we can build on this season and go into next year and beat those teams down there on their home field, then in my mind we will have made the step to the next level. But until then, we just can't do that.
You got to get Florida now because Florida's not going to be down for long. I mean, there's too many really good players
Florida. That roster right now with someone else coaching it would be
a top 25 team for sure. So, I mean, your chances are few and far between to get Florida.
But you can get Florida early in the year next year when they haven't really developed the team as well as the team was developed after they played 8 games.
Well, I gotta say though, there's still progress though. Do you not see the progress? Are you not?
Oh, I do.
I know you're frustrated, but like 6-2, it could be,
it could
3-5 or 4-4.
I do see the progress, but what I don't see is that based on the games that we've played to the level of our competition.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a team that's got to make the jump to the next level, you have got to soundly beat the teams that you're supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that when we play the level of that competition.
Yeah. Well, that's the next step. I think they're in between steps. You know what I mean? The first step was getting that bowl win. The next step is being consistent with it, or getting the bowl game, not the win. But and then after the consistency part, then jump into the next level. Because the SEC East is Florida, Georgia, Tennessee.
Yeah.
After that, you have to be the best one after that. So better than South Carolina, Missouri, Vanderbilt.
And I think they are there right there.
And they've gotten there. So that's the consistency part. Now, to get up there, you have to consistently beat Tennessee, Florida, Georgia. You got to beat one of them every year. Two of them if you want to compete for the title.
Right. And you've got to stay in the top 20 every year of those years. Otherwise, you're not going to get recruited.
Yeah, but this is, to me, I think this is on schedule. It's right on schedule. I don't. I didn't expect it to be any better, I don't think. I mean, it takes time to get to turn that roster over, to get the type of recruits that they've gotten. And then it takes time to learn how to win in that culture. And they're just now starting to not completely blow it. First, they got to learn how not to blow it.
Yep.
You guys are helping me out a little bit in my confidence level.
Right, thank you, Steve.
This morning. But as a football coach, I still got to see those things take off. those things have got to be accomplished, and that's the only way we're going to get the, that's the difference in getting 3 and 4 and 4 and 5 star recruits.
Yeah,
and we can't lose recruits once they commit.
Well, look, if they get Jaren Williams to stay on course, that's going to be big because Alabama wants him. Ohio State stepped up and said they want him. You remember, Mac Jones went to Alabama instead of coming to Kentucky. He was with Kentucky, the quarterback. He got a DUI this week, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
If we land Jaren Williams next year and get him in Kentucky, he'll start right from the get-go.
He should.
And that may help us to develop our program to the next level. And that's a good way to sell a recruit like Jaren Williams.
Yeah.
Hey, you get to come to Kentucky. You get to change everything. You get to change a whole culture of football. That's the recruiting pitch that I would give to Jaren Williams.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, thank you, Steve. We got to get to a break. All right.
Thanks, Steve.
We still have Jeff and Dave on the line. We hadn't gotten to you yet. We'll get to you next, right after this, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
You've seen how recent hurricanes have devastated whole communities, flooding and destroying homes. Join Habitat for Humanity as we work with families to repair and rebuild. You can help someone desperately in need of a place to call home. We will rebuild, but only with your help. Visit Habitat.org to support Habitat's work.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care, just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir. Hello, boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Roger.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Roger.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in. Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Back to the phones we go. Jeff has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Jeff.
How are you guys?
Good morning,
Jeff.
Doing
well. How are you?
Good. I just want to say, Dan, I enjoyed our high school reports the last couple weeks.
Oh, well, thank you. We haven't gotten to that one yet, but hopefully, time permitting, we'll get to it because it was the first round of the playoffs last night.
Yeah, down here, they started down here in Tennessee last night, too. So,
yeah.
And everything, so and all that. But
I will say this. There were a couple big things that happened last night in high school football. Douglas quarterback Montavian Bean went out with an injury. He was on crutches in the sideline, so it doesn't look good. I mean, I don't know the inside scoop as far as... Because I can tell you, look, the coaches don't like to tell you what the real deal is when it comes to high school kids. They just don't want to tell you.
They don't.
It's doubtful that he's, I would say, very doubtful, highly unlikely that he plays next week against Tate's Creek. And Tate's Creek's pretty good.
Yeah, so I just want to mention that last caller talking about the state of the program, and I think the program's better, of course, now than when Stoops took over as far as the recruits and everything else.
Yeah,
and everything. But the biggest thing that I think it's improved is we're playing meaningful football in November, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is I want to remind this caller of something. If they somehow stumble against either South Carolina or Auburn, and if Kentucky can somehow today beat Ole Miss and come down to Nashville next week and beat Vanderbilt, I know that Stoops is 0-2 in Nashville in his career, but if he can somehow get a win today against Ole Miss and come to Vanderbilt next week and win, we're going to Georgia and playing for the SEC East Championship and having the chance to go to Atlanta. Okay, now that's progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's progress. I know that Florida's down and Tennessee's down and all this stuff and everything else. I listen to a lot of shows up here in Tennessee and Nashville and stations in Knoxville too. And before the season started, guys, I just wanted to tell you a couple things real quick before I get off. But before the season started, that there was a show in Knoxville, no what sports talk show it was, but they said the only way that Kentucky would ever win the SEC East is if Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia were all on probation. That's the only way they'd ever win the SEC East in football. They would ever do it. No way they'd ever win it. And I listened a little bit of it on a podcast this week after the Tennessee game was over. They had 4 hours of reaction after the Tennessee game was over. And fans were calling up. There were a couple fans that said that they were at Commonwealth in 2011 when Kentucky won and beat Tennessee and broke the streak.
Yeah.
And they said now that they don't even go to Kentucky anymore because of it. They won't even come to the state of Kentucky. because Kentucky
it's sickening.
Kentucky beat them.
Well, I'll tell you what's sickening, though, is what happened this week or what the report that came out. The
report?
I mean, Brett Kendrick, the starting right tackle for Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Reportedly
yeah.
played with a concussion, and this report from the Read Optional, they say that they got a text from a source saying Kendrick doesn't remember anything about the second half.
Yeah, he didn't remember anything. What happened is he went to the sidelines with like less than a minute to go in the game.
It was 22 seconds left, yeah.
Less than a minute to go in the game and threw up.
Right.
And took him out of the game, and they asked him after the game if he remembered anything. He said no. They asked him, too, if he knew what the score was of the game. He said no. He didn't know what the score was of the game. But a couple things I wanted to say, guys. If, if, if Kentucky can beat Vanderbilt next week here in Nashville, they come to Nashville next week and play Vanderbilt. If they can beat Vanderbilt next week, it'll be the first time in school history that Kentucky's beaten four SEC East opponents in school history. First time ever.
And also,
they've got a chance for a 9-win season. Of course, like you saw, I said, the first time since 1984, there's only two Power 5 schools that have had longer droughts of 9-win seasons. Kentucky's one of them. The other one is Indiana. The last time Indiana won 9 football games in the season was 1967.
I don't know why Kentucky got rid of that series in Indiana. They should still play every year. That would be one chance for one of them to get to nine wins.
The reason why they got rid of it is because Indiana, I don't know what year it was, back in the 2000s or 90s, got a new athletic director, and he didn't want to play Kentucky anymore. That was the deal with that.
Don't blame him in basketball either. That's such a shame. Get over yourselves, Indiana. Play Kentucky.
And I wanted to ask Mary Jo something too. Mary Jo, do you miss being in TV now that you're in radio? Do you miss?
She's on TV most every 2-3 nights a week.
Well, I still do this show called Hey Kentucky. You have to.
Are you familiar with that show?
You'll probably have to look it up.
I didn't know you were doing that. But
yeah,
that's on LEX18's website, right?
Yep.
I mean, they have the full episodes on. Online, also, so you can watch it anytime.
But I don't.
and also, I wanted to ask you how is Sam doing?
He's awesome. He's in middle school, so there's a unique set of challenges that comes with that.
Let me tell you something. The story she is telling me is preparing me for when I have that times two with my twins.
I don't know how you do two.
Is he an athlete, or does he play sports or anything, or?
He does. He ran cross country this fall, and now he'll play basketball, and he plays baseball. He really does want to play football.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he says, so we'll see.
Good luck with that, and I enjoy you guys' show. Have a great weekend, and go Cats today against Ole Miss. I hope the crowd shows up. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah, that's supposed to be in the
like around
60s.
70.
Yeah. For the game.
Mm-hmm. Just overcast.
I had heard that there could be, at any time, you know, a shower could just pop up and hit you. But it should be not too bad, weather-wise. We have got to take another break. Dave is on the line. Dave, I promise, right after this, we'll get to you here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The body, it is a work of art. An incredible feat of engineering and a beautiful biological mystery. A mystery scientists work tirelessly to unravel. And while many questions remain, we now have new insight into why our immune system has difficulty detecting cancer cells in the body. This new understanding has led to a revolutionary approach called immunotherapy, and a new hope for how we'll fight cancer in the future. This is Jimmy Smits, and I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer. Immunotherapy works by boosting our body's natural immune system, empowering it to identify and eradicate many types of cancer cells. Speak with your doctor and visit su2c.org/immunotherapy to see if this approach may be right for you or your loved one. your body might just be your greatest hope.
Insects, rodents, in your home, in your business. Why is it we never realize we have a problem until it's too late? Call Truly Nolan Pest Control now and take care of a problem before it starts. Truly Nolan Pest Control will develop a customized solution, get rid of those unwanted pests, and make sure they don't come back. We're local and owned and operated by an experienced PhD entomologist. Call now, 859-277-0716, 277-0716, and get truly protected with Truly Nolan.
It never fails. Every Christmas, you put tons of thought into getting him the perfect gift. You give it to him and get that smile. You know the one, like he's a kid who didn't get his puppy from Santa.
Brenda Satterwhite of Linex of Kentucky.
Ladies, guys are like kids. Trust me, I've been married to one for 41 years and raised three more. There's one thing I've learned from all that testosterone. If he has a truck, buy him a Linex of Kentucky gift card in any amount you want. Then, wrap it up in a pine tree air freshener and place it in a box. Christmas morning, when you give it to him, he'll say,
"Is it a puppy?"
You'll say,
"Actually, it's a gift card that lets you choose from 155,681 different truck accessories at Linex."
Then get ready for that other smile. Pure happiness. Linex of Kentucky, just south of Lexington at 119 Howard behind Toyota's big used car store. And remember, unlike that puppy, a gift from Linex of Kentucky won't pee on your carpet.
Hi, I'm Gina Money.
I'm Sonia Woodall.
And I'm Gina Arrowsmith.
We are the Faces of Hope.
Please join us on November the 11th at the Grand Reserve for the inaugural Ideas for Hope fundraising gala.
Benefiting Kentucky Cancer League. For more information, go to idanceforhope.com.
Come join us on Saturday, November the 11th, and I'll save a dance for you.
In partnership with Lexington Arthur Murray Dance Studio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I mean, we're watching, we're not listening, but we've got SEC Network on. And I have seen Kentucky on here numerous times. They're doing a good job.
Chris Doering, after the UK Center, I mean, there was a basketball game last night, for goodness sakes, we haven't even mentioned. But right after the UK Center basketball game, Chris Doering was on SEC Now, and I can't remember the other guy who's hosting it, but said, "What game are you most looking forward to seeing tomorrow?" And you might think it'd be like LSU-Alabama.
Auburn-Texas A&M, but he said Carolina-Georgia.
He said Kentucky-Ole Miss.
Nice. Well, they did on SEC Network just a few minutes ago. They had a long form story on Courtney Love. It must have been on for 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it clearly is a very in depth story on Courtney Love. I don't record SEC Now or whatever this is, SEC Nation or their version of Game Day. So I'm hoping a lot of times content from SEC Network shows up on secsports.com. So if you go to secsports.com and then...
Sometimes Kentucky will even tweet out things that are stories like that.
And so, if you click on teams and click on Kentucky, it's like a feed of all the videos of regarding Kentucky, from volleyball to football to whatever. So maybe that story will pop up there next week or tomorrow. All right. Dave has been waiting patiently.
Maybe not patiently. We don't know. He might be pulling his hair out at home.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's going on, Dan? What's going on, Mary Jo 304?
Hey, Dave.
How y'all doing?
We are doing good.
Doing good. Doing very well. How about
it's
yourself?
Game day. It's game day.
I know. Game day. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I tailgate just about every home game as long as the weather's good.
Yeah, it should be. It's not. At least it's not going to be cold today. It won't be cold.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go down there around 12. Probably. I got some friends. Whatever. They have a spot over there behind the Equine Center.
There you go. So, what do you think happens today?
I hope we can pull it out. I'm from here, so I don't really have high expectations, but I always hope we can win. But. We're not really trending to the arrow for me is not really going up right now. like I think it was the caller before Jeff, but
yeah. So like, you're in that boat too, huh?
Not 100%. Like how he was saying. Like I think he said 70-30. I'll probably say it's probably like 60. I'll probably say 60-40 because when you're a senior and junior, the coach can tell you you don't hear what the coach has to say for 4 years. Do it, like you know. So, but and our defensive line on the run, we really got to stop the run. We still got soft ass Cookie in there. I was hoping that he graduated, but he ain't graduated yet. Matt Elam.
Listen, well, is Quentin Bohanna is now the starter, right? Is that right, Dan?
I don't know. Well,
I think he's
Matt's not the starter.
Yeah, he got moved up to the starter. Quentin Bohanna did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got moved up to number one on the depth chart. Lonnie Johnson at corner also got moved to brother Chris Westry.
Well, that's good. That's good. Mix it up. I mean, if they're not playing right, get it out of there.
But I don't think he's been that bad this year. I just think I just think Bohanna and at times Naquez Pringle has just been better. But hey, I don't feel like Matt has been bad this year.
Hey, we disagree.
Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
There we go. But I read this article. I was looking at the center in the center college in Kentucky basketball game. It says something about how like back in 1910 or 1912, like center was the best basketball program in Kentucky, and they beat Kentucky like 80 something to 17.
Yeah,
it was like the worst loss in Kentucky history.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What? But did you? I don't know if you guys read that article, but if you can, go look at the uniforms.
Yeah.
Of the basketball players in 1910.
Yeah.
Oh, they got five players and a coach. So I don't know if you can foul out or not. I don't know how it happened, but they got on pants and boots, like combat boots.
Right, I know. Laced up boots. Yeah. Infantry boots.
Yes, it is. I don't know. It's so funny. I guess basketball went from wearing pants to wearing Daisy Dukes to now wearing big shorts. I don't know, but it's hilarious. It is hilarious.
Yeah, our worst loss ever was to Center College.
I was just asking somebody the other day, how do you celebrate in 1910? Like, what happened after you won 87-17? What did you do? I mean, you were wearing infantry boots and...
You went to a speakeasy, Dan.
I almost said what the kind of shorts were, because I can't say that kind of shorts they are on the air, but...
I mean, I don't know. 1910, when was Prohibition done? 1920 something?
I don't know. I don't know.
We probably should know this as adults.
I mean, whatever, I know the swinging 20s. But the 10s and the teens, I just don't know what was going on.
You set off a cannon, maybe?
You could probably go smoke a cigarette, you know, one of those long stem cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, catch a ride on a horse somewhere.
Yeah. I'm glad we live in 2017. We got 2017 problems. Like, when you go into a store and the door is not automated and you have to open the door yourself, oh, my God, that gets on my nerves. and that is totally a 2017 problem.
Yeah, like, yes. Yeah, it is.
It is. Or you ever go, the ones that are slow, the slow doors, and you're in a hurry, and you walk so fast that your nose hits it before it opens? You're like, hey, what's going on here? Open.
And you look at the door like you're ready to fight. Like, whoa.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. I had to slow down 3 seconds of my life because of you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's 2017 problems right there.
That is.
Without a doubt.
That's awesome, Dave. Hey, thank you. Have fun tailgating. Have fun at the game.
All right, now. Take it easy, y'all.
All right. So we wrapped up the calls. That was an hour worth of calls. If you want to get in here, 381-1313. We have not even discussed the basketball game that happened last night.
No.
You know what? That's fine with me because I'm not ready for basketball season yet. It's still football season.
And it was Center College exhibition. Like,
yes, it was.
I think everything you thought would happened. I mean, it was nothing crazy.
The talented players that Kentucky has look talented. Hey, there's nobody over like 6'4", you know, that they're playing yet. So
Brad Calipari hit a three with under a minute to go. Knew it. Saw that happening a mile away. It was awesome.
Morehead State gave him a little something to remember on Monday. Like, look, if you fool around, a hungry team.
Absolutely. There was one play where Sasha Kalea Jones had the guy from Morehead State had three offensive rebounds on him
mm-hmm.
in a row.
Yeah.
He got pulled.
A team that can hit 10 threes and out-hustles you can beat you yep. whether they got, you know.
Yeah, so. Kansas isn't far away, guys.
It's not.
Kansas is not far away, and they ain't ready.
But we're going to talk about football, Mary Jo. We're talking about football.
Okay. Football season. My bad.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
HelpWantedLexington.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Stay away from downed power lines and keep others away as well. If you spot a downed line or need to report an outage, call KU at 800-981-0600. To track restoration, visit lge-ku.com/storm.
Hi, it's Jenny from the Botany Bay, and boy, am I high! No, no, it's not what you're thinking. The Botany Bay actually is one of the highest places on New Circle Road, obviously with the 420 address. What will you find in a place this high, you ask? The Botany Bay has clothing and accessories, fun sporting goods, vaporizers, hookahs, glassware of all sorts. Anytime you're feeling low, come to the highest place on New Circle Road, the Botany Bay.
No Sherpas were harmed during the making of this commercial.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe wants you to celebrate the holiday season with two cranberry smoothies. Cranberry is the perfect flavor to represent the holidays. Try our Very Berry Cranberry with cranberries and strawberries, or indulge yourself with our Cranberry Truffle made with strawberries, cranberries, yogurt, and Ghirardelli white chocolate. Available for a limited time only. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. Visit Tropical Smoothie, located at the Beaumont Center next to Kroger.
Do you know how fast you were going, son?
Call me Ed.
Do you know how fast you were going, Ed?
You mean exactly?
Yes, exactly.
No, not exactly. How fast?
Fast.
Faster?
You were going very fast.
Fast is my job, officer.
Fast is your job?
Yes, sir.
What kind of job?
I deliver, sir.
What do you deliver?
The world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
I thought Jimmy John's had the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
Jimmy John's does have the world's greatest gourmet sandwiches.
So you deliver for Jimmy John's?
I deliver for Jimmy John's.
So do you always deliver fast?
I always deliver fast.
How fast?
I deliver subs so fast you'll freak.
It's not smart to freak a cop, son.
You didn't order Jimmy John's sub, sir.
So if I did order a Jimmy John's sub, when would I get it?
Now.
What if I don't want it now?
Then call later.
Or I can pick it up myself.
Or you can pick it up yourself.
Because I'm pretty fast too.
I'm sure you are, sir.
Very fast.
I believe you, sir.
Faster than you.
No way, sir.
Way faster.
In your dreams.
You dissing me, son.
No, sir, I'm polite.
Fast and polite.
Very polite and very, very fast.
Is that a challenge, son?
No, sir, it's a fact.
Let's burn rubber, kid.
It wouldn't be fair.
Why not?
You've got a fully blown V8 Camaro with slicks and headers.
So?
I've got a 10-speed bike.
I'll let you off with a warning.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Rios and Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thoroughgood, Twisted X, and Wolverine, Wrangler, and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
I'm Robbie Collins.
And I'm Heather Coleman.
Heather, want to fight cancer in a unique and fun way?
Absolutely, Robbie. Join us for the 4th Annual American Cancer Society All In to End Cancer Celebrity Casino Night on November the 10th, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Livery on 238 East Main Street.
Gaming starts at 7 p.m. and features celebrity dealers, fabulous prizes, local eats, and a silent auction.
Tickets are only $60 and available now at allintoendcancer.org.
Please join us as we go all in for the fight against cancer.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
An eclectic bit of music here. Who is this, Brad? Devo?
Who is it? Do you know? Brad is mute. I mean, completely
Brad,
mute.
Brad's been here since 5 o'clock this morning. He's even got his headphone off of his ear, so he should be able to hear me.
I don't know. I'm sorry if I said something to upset you, Brad. I didn't... never got the cold shoulder quite like that.
Genesis. Okay. When I walked in this morning, I didn't see Brad sitting here, but I did notice a pair of shoes on the floor. So I was like, someone's here, but someone zapped Brad and took him to outer space and just left his shoes. So.
Hey, did you see that Auburn lost to Division II Berry College?
Yes. And right after I saw that happened, Damian Fishback on the SEC calling the game last night said, oh, the SEC this year is a top 2 or 3 college basketball conference. Mm. I've been around. I've seen it. Now, okay, you might always have one bad team, but. Mm.
Well, of course, you know, Auburn is holding out Austin Wiley and Daniel Purifoy. And they're two of their best players.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's over the concerns of eligibility related to the FBI investigation into former associate head coach Chuck Person. And in the FBI report, it appears Wiley and Purifoy were the ones indicated as receiving money. I mean, if they had those two guys, then this is Bruce Pearl's best roster since he went to Auburn. And they are a 20-win team, probably a tournament team. And Damian Fishback is right that they could possibly get 6 or 7 teams into the NCAA tournament. Without these two players, they're a team that loses 100-95 in overtime to Division II Berry College. I read an article on this from a columnist in Auburn, and he said, Berry has been ranked for 27 straight weeks in the D2 poll and has 6 Division I transfers on its roster. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I know.
Auburn plays Texas A&M in football today.
Auburn has all Division I players on its roster, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
The whole roster.
Yeah, I thought the whole roster was Division I players. Yep.
All right, we heard this week that Jamal Baker is going to be out for 3 months.
Yeah, that stings. That stings.
It's a trade-off kind of thing where first it was Jared Vanderbilt was going to be out 3 months, and Jamal Baker, just a minor knee issue, going to look at it. That's flip-flop. Jamal Baker is now out 3 months, and Jared Vanderbilt was out on the court shooting before the game. And it looks like he could be back soon.
Although I'm still, I think everybody's got to be just a little bit leery.
Yeah, you got to be cautious there. You don't know. He had the injury in high school. He injured it again in the summer All-Star circuit.
Jordan Brand Classic game, I believe.
But Quade Green said after the Morehead State game, be scared, America. Jared's on his way back. Quade Green is great to listen to, by the way.
Yeah.
He is awesome. He is sharp, sharp-tongued. He's good. And then Nick Richards is
there any part of you, when you're watching the games, that you, for a second, think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is De'Aaron Fox?
No, not yet. He does remind me of somebody else, though. I just can't place
it. It's the hair, Dan.
It's the hair, but that length. De'Aaron, I could pick De'Aaron out anywhere. Like on a basketball court, and I'm watching a TV from all the way across the bar. Because of his movements and his body build with the hair.
Yeah.
And Shai has the hair, one, but then those limbs.
Yeah.
That are just so long. Not yet. No, I don't get that yet. Quade, though, reminds me of Tyler Ulis.
Yeah.
The way he moves and plays. And he is a much better shooter than anyone thought. And he's knocking
him
down.
So far,
Yeah. Yeah, so far in exhibition games against Center and Morehead, and but the season opener is next Friday against Utah Valley.
All this to be said after you told me,
I know
we're not talking basketball, Mary Jo.
Let's get back to football. Let's do that because there are some things to note here.
By the way, on our air today, number 8 Oklahoma at number 11 Oklahoma State at 4:00. And then tonight at 7:30, LSU at Alabama, who's still number one in the polls, but in the standings, in the playoff standings, right. Georgia took the top spot.
Sure did.
And then at 9:30 tonight is Oregon at number 12, Washington.
No,
but yeah, Georgia, number one.
There's no way that's at 9:30. But
well, I don't know.
It'll be on after LSU Alabama, Oregon,
no
Washington. Because LSU Alabama.
What time does Oregon play, Brad?
10 o'clock, yeah. Look, this is a program director who likes to put the time that coverage begins.
Yes, yeah.
And
well, that LSU Alabama game won't be over at 9:30.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I hate this when they do this on TV. Like they'll schedule something for like they would have LSU Alabama at 7:30 and then have something scheduled for 9:30.
Like it's just 2 hours.
Yeah. Always playing for more. Speaking of the college football schedule today, what do you think about South Carolina at Georgia? South Carolina is an underdog by 23.5 points. I got a feeling, even though it's in Athens, that South Carolina is going to play some big boy football today. I don't think they win the game, but I think they're going to give Georgia some trouble. I don't think it's going to be a 23-24
game. So is that your lock of the week?
It's not my lock of the week. That's just a feeling I have. If I was going to go there, that's where I don't have one. Some of these, the locks jump off the screen at you. You know what I mean?
To me, my lock is Iowa State. They're giving 3 points at West Virginia. I think they win that game by a touchdown or more.
Yeah, there are a few games that pique my interest as far as the lines go.
The Virginia Tech Miami game is going to be a good one. That's at 8:00.
That's an 8:00. I mean, the 8:00 games are good. I mean, you got LSU, Alabama, and as soon as that becomes a blowout in the second quarter, you can flip it to Virginia Tech, Miami, because I don't think that'll be a blowout. That'll be a tight one all the way through. In the SEC, right off the bat at noon, I mean, Auburn at Texas A&M, that should be a good game. Texas A&M is a 15-point underdog at home. I don't know about that. I think Texas A&M has enough pride to step up and play some football. Look, when you get beat by Alabama, sometimes it carries over into the next week. Sometimes it's just you played Alabama, so you look horrible like everybody else does. But you're not as bad as that. Mississippi State is a 32-point favorite against UMass. That game's at noon.
But they either win by...
Right.
28 to 30 points, or they lose by that. So I can see that spread holding pretty close.
And Mississippi State is about to be very, very sad because
when Dan Mullen
is going to Florida. He has been, this is his ninth year in Starkville, Mississippi. Scott Strickland,
formerly of Kentucky,
former sports administrator here at Kentucky. He went to Mississippi State. That's the school. That's his alma mater. So he went back there to become the athletic director. But when Florida had an opening, he realized the bigger opportunity, the bigger stage that it was to be the athletic director at Florida versus Mississippi State, just like it is to be the head coach of football at Florida versus Mississippi State.
And Dan Mullen has a history there.
He was on staff as a offensive coordinator there. And he has now been in Starkville. This is his ninth season. A couple years ago, he had Mississippi State as the number one team in the country in November. That's unheard of.
Dak Prescott.
And he's followed up Dak Prescott with Nick Fitzgerald. I can't remember who tweeted it. It was a national writer, and I want to say it was Dan Wolkin.
But it was you who
retweeted
and quoted a tweet and quote tweet.
Mm-hmm. Where he says that Scott Strickland had told him previously, a year ago, whenever, that the most important thing he looks for in a college football coach is how he develops quarterbacks. This has Dan Mullen written all over it, number one choice to be Florida's next head coach.
And has a, and I know it's more than that. There's seems to be much more going on behind the scenes. But who is Jim McElwain's quarterback been? Since he's been here. Who?
Mm. Yep.
There hasn't been one.
It's been a revolving door. He hasn't had a good one.
No.
There's clearly something else. I don't know what it is. I don't know what else is there. But yes, something much bigger something is going bigger, on the wins and losses, because you can't come off of back-to-back SEC East titles, 9-win seasons, and that still not be good enough, even at Florida. I know you want to compete.
Not to be fired mid-season.
No.
Yeah. No,
that's very horrible.
There's other stuff.
And then that whole Butch Jones situation is, I have to believe that he didn't knowingly play a kid with a concussion. I have to believe that, although there is some history with Butch Jones that suggests lapses in judgment when it comes to the well-being of his players. Because
there also, Dan, don't you think? I mean, I'm not comparing situations here at all, but you know, Rick Pitino's a coach that has prided himself on having control, and overseeing every aspect of his programs, yet knows nothing happening. I don't know. I'm not ready to say Butch Jones absolutely knew that he had a concussion or what. You know, there's 53 guys on, or not 50, that's the NFL, but there's 80 guys on his roster. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not watching every single one of them
right
during a game. But he's got people who are working under him who are doing what they think that coach wants them to do. And I don't think that they're all...
Look, you come off the sidelines as an offensive unit, okay? And the running backs go and sit in one spot, and the receivers another area, and the offensive line always sits together and is talked to by the offensive line coach about what went right and the plan and all that stuff. And if someone is not themselves, you notice that.
Absolutely.
You notice if someone is, and he said that he was feeling a little woozy, Brett Kendrick, the starting right tackle for Tennessee. Now, did the medical staff ever get to him? Because, you know, the AD at Tennessee basically came out and said, look, we have everything in place here. This is completely out of the coach's hands. They have nothing to do with it. Medical staff takes over. They have all the authority to say whether a player can go or sit. It's not up to us. So we are absolving ourselves
but
as a coaching staff.
But if you have no... If all the things are in place, then they're not working. Like, something's not in place.
Someone has to notice to alert the medical staff. If the player doesn't alert the medical staff himself, then a coach does or someone else. And so there's a lot of pressure. You don't want to have to take out your starting right tackle if you don't have to. If he seems like he's fine and he can play, I'm sure there feels to the coach like, well, he's fine. You know, you're trying to win a game. So I can understand how it could happen, but it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. There's no way it should happen. I also wonder, well, I don't wonder. I know. Well, I can't say I know. I don't know it to be true. I just know it's true. That the source, the source at the Reed Optional that they got this from is someone who wants to see Butch Jones fired.
But Butch Jones is going to get fired, right? I mean, there's no way around it.
This just adds to it.
And the fact that McElwain has already been let go, I think makes people go, Tennessee, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. Even someone, I think it was, I don't know, once again, a national writer said, this is pathetic that Tennessee is letting Florida get the jump on the next coach. That Tennessee should be in the running first, you know? They should already be out there looking for the next coach.
Listen, there's some, because Nebraska will probably be open. Florida, Tennessee, like those are some traditional powerhouse schools. And there just aren't that many good, great coaches out there.
Well, and if you're a Kentucky fan, you got to hope that Tennessee gets a dud, another dud.
But I don't think Dan Mullen was going to go to Tennessee regardless.
No.
Right? So I'm sure that Florida and Tennessee kind of both understand that that's where things are probably headed.
Tennessee is a program that's just waiting to explode again. It could be good again in 2 or 3 years. You know, like at the top of the heap, Georgia good. Because of all the tradition.
But they keep making bad hires.
Right. So, like I said, if you're a Kentucky fan, you're just hoping they mess this up again and you get 5 more years of so-so football out of Tennessee. Because Florida, if they get Dan Mullen, look out. Back to the top. It's going to be Florida and Georgia duking it out. Because Kirby Smart has got Georgia on the right track for years to come. Because Georgia recruits with the
Puffy
best
Russell
of them
Crow is
every year.
Killing it.
Georgia's got that quarterback commit that's so good that they think they're going to win a national championship right away as soon as he walks in the door. Yeah, so Georgia, you're not catching them. Florida's getting Dan Mullen. That's that. Tennessee cannot get a good coach because then Kentucky's in trouble. Kentucky needs to be behind Florida and Georgia so they can have a shot. If Tennessee gets a good coach, then you're just back to better than South Carolina, Missouri.
Have you heard any names?
For Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah. What name do you think I've heard?
Jeff Brohm?
No. John Gruden. Like, everybody always brings up John Gruden's name.
Oh,
always. Yeah, he's not going.
No, that's so stupid. I mean, like a realistic name.
Mm-mm. I have not looked into it enough to see any names.
And I'm trying to think, you know, who would it be?
Les Miles.
We've done this before. I'd hire Les Miles in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah. He'd fit Tennessee perfectly, too. I even saw a Tennessee fan clamoring for Lane Kiffin to return.
Oh, geez.
That's a Bobby Petrino move right there.
Except you had success with Bobby Petrino, and it was an absolute implosion with Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just bounced. He's like,
yeah,
USC, I'm out.
Yeah.
Peace, rednecks.
Yeah.
That was kind of how he left it. Okay, so we got to get to the high school football playoffs. I don't have that long, extensive, crazy report because the first round is blowout city, baby. There is like a handful of competitive games or upsets. So we'll talk about those, and we'll do it next year on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, we're Sandy and Aaron with the Allnet Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass. The Central Kentucky real estate market has been very strong and exciting this year. In a busy market like this, we need to surround ourselves with professionals we can trust.
Bluegrass Land Title is our preferred title company because of their unwavering professionalism, timely responses, and helpful nature that allow for a smooth, customer service-driven experience. For more information, call 859-266-1611 or visit them online at bluegrasslandtitle.com.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Kentucky learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
An unexpected injury due to no fault of your own is one of the most frightening and stressful times of your life. At this very time, some unethical lawyers or their representatives, known as runners, may reach out directly to you. This is not allowed. Many times, we find that one of these runners will actually go to the hospital looking for clients. If this occurred, you are most likely entitled to all of your legal fees back and the cost you were charged. Additionally, my worry is that a lawyer who would risk their license to practice law may well have settled your case for less than it was worth. Desperate people do desperate things. You may have a legal malpractice claim as well. Call us to see if you're entitled to a full refund of your legal fee. Protect yourself and your family. Call us for more information on your cell phone at pound law. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Offices Lexington.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-771-9443. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-771-9443. That's 1-800-771-9443. 1-800-771-9443.
November is truck month, and that means pre-holiday savings for you on everything you need for your ride. Right now, it's Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, save as much as 40 to 50% off select accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Beat the cold with remote car starts starting at just $189. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet or competitor's price. And right now, for a limited time, 40 to 50% off our already low prices on selected items throughout the store. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle. Don't forget, we finance you 12 months same as cash at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
local, and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex, Facebook, also ESPN Radio Lex. And on this radio station today, of course, we have the app, WLXG. You just go to Google Play or the iTunes Store and type in WLXG. That app is super simple to use. 2:30, the UK pregame show. Then at 4 o'clock, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. 7:30, LSU, Alabama, and then after that, Oregon, Washington, here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. High school football playoffs began last night, first round, and in 6A, we'll just go through the bracket. All right, Central Hardin will play Henderson County next week. Davis County will play McCracken County next week in that upper bracket little pod. Trinity won 70-0. Why even go through that?
Yeah.
Campbell County beat Eastern. So it'll be Trinity, Campbell County. Ballard beat Boone County. Simon Kenton beat J-Town. Ballard and Simon Kenton. So just to recap, in that top half, it's Trinity, Trinity, Trinity to the state championship game. And the bottom half has St. X in it. So it'll be St. X, I think. St. X beat Manuel. PRP beat Cooper. So it'll be St. X PRP next week. Mail beat Connor. Butler upset Ryle. That is a big upset. Ryle was one that thought was going to get out there. So it'll be Mail and Butler, St. X and PRP. So that district out of Louisville, all four of them won from that side. The four seed beat the one, all that. So that'll be St. X coming out, you would think, or Mail. Tate's Creek beat Bryan Station. Frederick Douglass beat Lafayette 28-12. In that game, Lafayette sacks Douglas quarterback Montavian Bean. Cameron Morgan picks it up and returns it for a touchdown. And Lafayette takes a 12-7 lead. And Douglas's starting quarterback Montavian Bean exits the game with an injury and does not return. Douglas scores 21 unanswered and goes on to win 28-12. But now Douglas takes on Tate's Creek at Roy Walton Stadium next Friday, and likely without their starting quarterback for the entire season. So that'll be Tate's Creek-Douglas will be a good one. That'll be a good game. Tate's Creek lost to Douglas, I think, the second or third week of the regular season. Madison Central was an upset. Henry Clay got them. Henry Clay was the 3 seed and beat Madison Central. So now Henry Clay has to play Scott County. Scott County whooped up on George Rogers Clark, 43-14. So Henry Clay and Scott County. Scott County's probably moving on there. And then Tate's Creek or Douglas, that'll be a good one, a toss-up. So that's your 6A bracket. That's what that looks like. Now let's go to the Class 5A. The favorite going in is Covington Catholic. Christian County is also big. But if you listened last week, I told you, Christian County, South Warren, Bowling Green, and Covcath. One of those teams is going to win the state title. Three of them are on the same little pod. So, like, Christian County and South Warren play next week. Greenwood and Bowling Green play next week. So it's going to be Christian County or South Warren versus Bowling Green to come out just to get to the semifinals. Then on that bottom half of the bracket, Highlands is going to take on South Oldham. Bullet Central is going to take on Covcath. So that's the top half. Bottom half of the bracket, Doss moved on past Woodford County. Montgomery County beat Southern 52-24. Anderson County went to Louisville and beat Fern Creek. That's a bit surprising. Not that Anderson County is bad, but Fern Creek has been very strong. So Anderson County moves on there, and Madison Southern beats Atherton. So that district of Montgomery County, Anderson County, Madison Southern, Woodford County, three of those four beat the other district they were paired with. So it'll be Doss, Montgomery County next week, and Anderson County, Madison Southern next week. Southwestern beat Perry Central. Whitley County beat South Laurel. Southwestern and Whitley County meet next week. Harlan County knocked out Pulaski County. This is the first year in four that Pulaski County has not been to the state championship game.
Yeah.
So quite, quite a change for Pulaski County and what they're used to. They're out in the first round after getting beat by Harlan County 40-0. North Laurel moves on 43-6. So North Laurel and Harlan County next week. So now let's go to 4A. The favorite in 4A, well, I think Wayne County, I think, is number one in Class 4A as far as the rankings go, the AP poll and all that. You know, Johnson Central won it last year, but they lost their last two games of the regular season. Logan County is undefeated, still undefeated, after beating Warren Central in the first round. Logan County will play Hopkinsville. Madisonville North Hopkins moved on over Allen County Scottsville. Franklin Simpson beat Hopkins County Central. That western part of the state where they have, it drives me crazy. There's Franklin Simpson, Hopkins County Central, Allen County Scottsville, Madisonville North Hopkins. Just shorten it up, folks. Collins has been really good this year. Collins beat West Jessamine.
That's plenty short.
Yeah. Collins beat West Jessamine and is moving on, 34-13. Shelby County knocked off Taylor County, 38-28. So it'll be Shelby County and Collins next week, the two schools from the same county. They're in Shelbyville. Franklin County lost 27-24 to Mercer County. So Mercer County's moving on and will play at East Jessamine. The Jaguars beat North Oldham 42-6. So, again, that's Collins and Shelby County and Mercer County and East Jessamine. They're in that part. So the bottom half of the bracket, Western beat Clay County. Knox Central beat John Hardin. Western and Knox Central next week at Western. Rockcastle County beat Moore. Wayne County beat Valley. So Rockcastle County at Wayne County next week. Rowan County lost to Scott, Covington Scott. Johnson Central moved on easily. Scott at Johnson Central next week. Bourbon County beat Greenham County 34-30, a tight one. Ashland beat Holmes 52-6, so Bourbon County will go to Ashland next week. So that is 4A. In 3A, it's all about Belfry and Corbin and Boyle County. I predicted Boyle would go on and win their state championship, but it's not going to be easy. Corbin, Belfry, both very, very tough. Caldwell County moving on in the top half of the bracket to take on LaRue County next week at Caldwell County. Paducah-Tillman will go to Elizabethtown in the second round. Boyle County beat West Carter 47-14. Western Hills went to Russell and won 29-20. So Western Hills at Boyle County. You remember the last time they played that game? Mm-hmm. Wandale Robinson was held to like 10 yards. They just bottled him up. And
I would say that'll be the game plan again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lexington Catholic beat Bath County in a fist fight, 49-39, a thriller, back and forth. Fleming County, the number one seed, upset by Garrett County at home 20-14. So that district with Boyle and Lexington Catholic and Western Hills and Garrett, they beat everybody from that other district. So again, Western Hills at Boyle County and Garrett County at Lexington Catholic next week. Central, Louisville Central beat Pike County Central. Floyd Central, a winner over Henry County. So it'll be Floyd Central going to Louisville Central. You know where Floyd Central is, right? What, Eastern Kentucky, yeah. And they're going to go, and yeah, you know where Central High School in Louisville is, right? So it's a little bit of two different cultures there going to
Floyd County's Prestonsburg, isn't it?
Is it? We're not getting into that right now. We got to move on. Wagner beat Lawrence County. Belfry beat Thomas Nelson. Wagner at Belfry next week, which means most likely it'll be Louisville Central and Belfry in that region over there. Powell County beats Jackson County. Casey County beats Morgan County. Powell County will host Casey County next week. Bell County beats Breathitt. Corbin beats Knott County Central. Bell County at Corbin next week.
So Floyd County is Prestonsburg.
It is Prestonsburg. So I think we're looking at a rematch there of Corbin and Casey County and then Belfry and Central over there. So that is what's going on in 3A. 2A, I didn't even tell you about this thing yet. In 2A, Lexington Christian last night, they beat Leslie County 48-0, but just before halftime, LCA's quarterback, Logan Neves, hurt his leg, and he did not come back to the game. And it does not look promising for LCA to have its starting quarterback in this next round. And they had already lost their best lineman, Wyatt Southall, to an injury. They've had another injury. They had a, I don't know if you remember, but last year and the year before, I think the last 2 years, LCA has played two quarterbacks, Braxton Miller and Logan Neves, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Braxton Miller left this year, and so he's not with the team. And, boy, they could use the second quarterback now as they go into the playoffs, because LCA has got a really good team, a lot of really good players, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough for them now. But we'll go from the bottom half of that bracket. Speaking of Floyd County, Prestonsburg, they almost got beat by Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough had the lead there at halftime, but Prestonsburg comes back to win 35-14. Peaburg will host Lexington Christian next week. I just told you LCA beat Leslie County 48-0. Somerset a winner at Shelby Valley 42-0. Danville a winner 57-16 over East Ridge. So Somerset at Danville next week. Three of the four teams in that district get over to the next round. Lloyd Memorial, moving on, they will host Monroe County next week. Newport Central Catholic will go to Glasgow next week. Walton Verona will host Christian Academy Louisville, last year's state champion. Washington County will play at DeSales, looking like a rematch of Christian Academy of Louisville and DeSales. That'll be a good one. And then Owensboro Catholic moves on, Murray moves on, Hancock County, Mayfield. That is a tough. You're looking at possibly, I would think, in the semifinals, Mayfield, DeSales, Newport Central Catholic, and Danville. I mean, that is strong.
Yeah.
So that's 2A, which leaves us with 1A. I guess the favorite there, Beechwood and Paintsville. Those are your two teams you're looking at in 1A. Crittenden County's been good this year. Moving on, they'll take on Bethlehem, host Bethlehem next week. Russellville beats Fort Knox. Campbellsville beat Fulton County. Russellville at Campbellsville next week. Kentucky Country Day, a winner over Dayton. Kentucky Country Day will host Holy Cross of Louisville next week. Frankfort beat Bellevue 42-0. Their reward is Beechwood, who had a bye. That's just, Frankfort is always stuck over there with Beechwood. I've been up there and seen Frankfort give their best shot at Beechwood, and it's just.
It's Beechwood.
It's Beechwood. Beechwood should be like in another class. 1A is just, anyway, Paris got a first round bye. They're in the bottom half. Paris wouldn't have to face Beechwood until the very end. But Paris has to face Raceland next week, but they host. They're at home. Raceland beat Bishop Brossard. Bracken County beat Fairview. Paintsville beat Nicholas County. So it'll be Bracken County at Paintsville, Raceland at Paris, up in that part of the bracket. Hazard a winner over Pineville. Lincamp beat Phelps. David Johnson.
I've been just waiting this whole time to find out where the Berg's going.
It's coming. Here it is. So Hazard will host Lincamp. Pikeville beat Harlan. Williamsburg had a first round bye. And will host Pikeville. But let me tell you, my first playoff game ever, we went to Pikeville, which, you know, it's a drive from Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Down at the bottom of the state up to the, you know, top. East all the way, through the mountains, over the hills, dip into Virginia for a minute, come back in. and they had all these running backs, Doremus and another one, just studs. We'd heard about them all week, you know. So we go up there to play, and I tell one of the assistant coaches, I don't have my mouthpiece. I left my mouthpiece. I forgot my mouthpiece. Shut up, Reefer. You ain't getting into the game tonight. Because I think I'm a freshman. I'm a freshman. And so he was probably right. Yeah, I'm not getting into the game. I was like, yeah, but I still need a mouthpiece. Man, you ain't playing. Forget it. We get out there. We're getting our tails whipped so bad that our coach is like, let's get some of the young guys in this playoff game. Because this was before everyone got into the playoffs except like five teams.
Mm-hmm.
You actually had to have a good season and be one of the top two teams in your district to get into the playoffs. So we had a good season. And so it's a rare experience for a Williamsburg at that point to be in the playoffs. Sure enough, end of the game.
Reefer!
Yeah. going at fullback. So I go running out there. I get in the huddle. I bring in the play as well. So I'm telling the quarterback to play. The quarterback looks at me and goes, where's your mouthpiece? I'm like, forget it. Don't worry about it. Let's go. It's 28-0. It's fourth quarter, like 2 minutes left. Just run the stupid play. If we get a penalty, we get a penalty for not having a mouthpiece. The quarterback turns around, looks at coach, puts his hands up for the timeout signal and goes, "Time." He doesn't have a mouthpiece. I'm like, oh, I hate you. I have to come out of the game, and I go straight to that assistant coach who told me before the game, like, I told you I needed a mouthpiece. Freshman year, right? Never went back to the playoffs ever again. Never played in a playoff game ever again. Didn't make it. We stunk. Horrible.
But I bet you never forgot your mouthpiece again.
I did not. Or that quarterback. He knows who he is.
You've got a Billy Madison list with his name on it.
Well, I actually got him back, but I got in trouble later in high school. And my parents asked me, you know, who was responsible. His name was the first one out of my mouth. He had nothing to do with what happened. But that's first name. That guy. He did it all. It was him.
And anything else I do in the future, it's really him.
It's him.
By the way.
And now Williamsburg is always in the playoffs and always in the hunt. And they got Pikeville next week. Flounder, Jerry Heron, Williamsburg, the Big Orange. Please take care of Pikeville for all of us. Thank you. And that is your high school report presented by Don Trail.
By the way, before we go to break here, crazy picture on Twitter of Vandy coach Derek Mason before the game today talking to Steve Spurrier, who is decked out in Western Kentucky gear.
Because his grandson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or son. His son is...
It's a fun picture. Yeah.
Did you retweet that? You gotta put that out there so people can know to go look at, to see it. No, like Steve Spurrier Jr.
Such a crazy
is that
look
WKU? On is that right? I think so. Because...
So how do you know that's his kid?
Because his grandson plays for Chuck Smith's kid at South Warren, right? I don't know. We'll figure it out during the break. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe-to-toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Black Friday is about getting a great deal. Well, how about this one? At Tony's Steaks and Seafood, we believe in generosity. So on Black Friday only, visit our Lexington restaurant, purchase a $100 gift card, and you pay only $80. It's not valid for phone purchases, so come on in or go to tonysoflexington.com. It's valid only at the Lexington location. Drop by Tony's at 401 West Main or visit online. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood.
Light up your entire home for the holidays without spending the entire day on the ladder. The Home Depot has over 25 different styles of festive projection lighting, each just $15. Stick one in the yard and light up your home without any untangling, balancing, or stretching. Together, we'll make a brighter Christmas easier with your choice of projection lighting, just $15. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 9th through 15th. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Rios Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thoroughgood, Twisted X, and Wolverine. Wrangler, and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance.
Talk to a AAA agent for your annual insurance checkup. Visit AAA.com/checkup or your local AAA store.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Robertson. For help, call me, 859-263-0516. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, Mary Jo, let's quickly get into this game today. Some of the things going on. It's Salute to Veterans Day. So vets are eligible to receive 2 free tickets by presenting a valid ID indicating veteran status. And if you didn't hear, Mark Stoops tweeted out something about right after the catwalk, get over to Nutter Fieldhouse where they do Freddie Maggard and Christy Thomas is over there. If you go over there, Mark Stoops said that there's going to be a special gift to veterans. So we don't know what that is, but if you're going, go over there. Now, a win would give Kentucky 7 wins for just the 7th time in the last 40 years. UK hasn't won 7 of its first 9 games since 1984. We went over that earlier. Here is Ole Miss. All right, they are 1-4 in the SEC, 3-5 overall. They beat South Alabama, UT Martin, Vanderbilt. Their losses: California, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and Arkansas.
And that Arkansas game, they were up 20-something points.
Should have won that game. Ole Miss leads the SEC.
Fell apart.
Yeah, Ole Miss leads the SEC in passing offense,
but their quarterback's gone.
UK is last in the SEC in passing defense. Yes, Shea Patterson, the quarterback, still is the leading passer in the SEC, but he suffered a season-ending knee injury. But that kid, Jordan Tamu, has come in, and last week he was 20 of 30 for 368 yards. He ran for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he's
Ole Miss looked great for the first 2.5 quarters.
They haven't missed a beat, and then they've got their receivers. I mean, these receivers. Ole Miss has 3 of the SEC's top 8 and 4 of the top 7 in catches of 10-plus yards. They have 4 solid receivers and a running back who's run for 586 yards and averages 6 yards a carry. I mean, they have stud skill positions. They are atrocious on defense, but they still have good defensive players. Here's the defense. They are last in the SEC in scoring defense. They allow 37.5 points a game. Okay, they're last in rushing defense. They allow 260 yards per game. Tennessee is second to last. UK ran for a season-high 289 yards.
Yes, yes.
Averaged 8 yards a carry.
That's what Chris Doering said last night. If Kentucky just sticks with the run,
yeah,
stick with it, even if it's not working at first.
Ole Miss last in the SEC in first downs allowed, last in total defense. Now, they have 18 sacks. UK has 19, just for comparison there. They have their fifth in tackles for a loss. Their linemen, they have their school's all-time leader in sacks is currently on the team. The SEC's, what, like second leading tackler is their linebacker. So they've got a good defensive line. They got two really outstanding D linemen and one super linebacker. So they can, they're capable of playing some defense. Protection is going to be key.
We got to run the ball.
And run the ball.
We got to run the ball.
Here's the thing. Eddie Grant said we're going to get Saheem King cranked back up this week. He said he's been doing everything right in practice. He wants to get him more opportunities. Look for Kentucky to try to run the ball a ton and keep it out of the hands of Ole Miss's receivers and quarterback and offense. Keep the offense of Ole Miss off the field.
I'm happy with that.
Vegas says Kentucky's a 3.5-point favorite. Mary Jo, before we go, what say you?
Kentucky wins.
Kentucky wins. Do we have to go? Do we have to take a break?
Oh, no, we have to end the show.
Oh, is the show over now, Brad? All right. So we're over on time. Show has to end. Kentucky wins by a narrow margin. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It comes down to the very end?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you.
As it always does.
Another nail biter, and I do think Kentucky pulls it out. Really do. I think they get a win 7-2. It's 7-2.
7-2.
And then if they're 8-2, don't you have to stop complaining, Mary Jo?
Yes.
You have to stop complaining.
Yes. 100%.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. John Hale from the Courier-Journal is going to join us and discuss that game. And, of course, we'll talk more basketball because the season opener for Kentucky is next week. And we didn't even – I meant to get to Breeders' Cup. We completely
– yeah. Spaced
Miss
it.
Breeders. Well, so Arrogant runs tonight in the Classic, and we'll talk about all
along
that
with Gunrunner
tomorrow. Yeah, Gunrunner, the favorite on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, 9 to 11 tomorrow
on ESPN Sports Radio 13. Set your clocks back.
Oh, I forgot. I'm so happy. So happy. More sleep.